206-1529.
Is coming soon in relation to time. He's coming soon. But something has shifted. And so there are new, I'll call them apostolic kingdom dimensions that are being released upon the earth. Now, the vehicle by which these dimensions are carried is the vehicle of language. These new, fresh dimensions that are being released are carried by language. Now, language is able to expand, build, and enlarge the territories of the earth. Language. Both in the natural sense and in the spiritual sense, language is able to expand, build, and enlarge territories. Amen. Language is used by God Himself to unravel mysteries and to establish the kingdom of God. Language. God uses language to unravel mysteries and to establish His kingdom. All right? Now, there are three major languages. Interesting. The Old Covenant was written in the Hebrew Aramaic language, the language known as the language of expression. The Hebrew. The New Testament is written in the Greek, known as the language of explanation. Interesting how God has chosen English as a language of expansion. Now think about it. I've been a lot of places. We travel to Asia, we go to Africa. You know, we've been through Europe, you know, across this continent, Central America, a lot of places. Everywhere there's somebody that speaks English. Amen. Everywhere. And I say that not to boast about English, but the fact that English is the language today that God has used for expansion. It's kind of like the global language. It may not be for always, but, you know, everywhere, because of England and the colonization of so many nations in that English, when Columbus and all of those pilgrims and guys came here, the language wasn't English. There were Indians that spoke their own native tongue, but look at it now, the language of expansion. So if you travel, you know what I'm talking about, too. In most places, let's say Amsterdam, the Dutch are in Asia. They'll have things written in their language, but then they'll have it in English too. The language of expansion. So the Old Testament, Hebraic, Aramaic, Hebrew and Aramaic. New Testament, Greek. Today, expansion is the English language. All right? God has used these three languages to construct His kingdom on the earth. And not that He doesn't use other languages. He does. You know, Bibles today are written in so many different languages to reach those people groups. But again, the dominant or predominant language in the earth is that of English. All right. Now, understand, language has two effects on people. Just two. Number one, language can divide. It can divide generations. You know, that's why it behooves us to be in contact with some of the lingo that the younger generation is using. In other words, we got to get hip. Tell somebody, just chill. we got to get rid of words like groovy. You know. Cool. What's happening? We're in the 70s, 80s. All right, so language has two effects. It can divide or it can unite. Two effects it has on the populace. Divided or united. Language, let me give you a definition, a Hebrew definition of language. It means a margin. You know when something's marginalized? Language, a margin, termination or border, a boundary or shore. Paul was an amazing character because he spoke so many languages. It freed him to be an apostle to the Gentiles. He could go places and would not need a translator, interpreter. He could speak the language. He spoke what they spoke in Rome. And when they arrested him in Philippi and they whipped him, he let them know, I'm a Roman citizen. And they tried to, you know, lead him out the back door. You know, go on, we ain't gonna bother you no more. He said, no. You know, you beat me openly, now you're gonna leave me out of here openly. I'm a Roman citizen. Language means a margin, a termination, or border, a boundary, or shore. Now, follow me closely, because through language, boundaries or borders can be created. Boundaries and borders are created through language, not through building walls. That's naturally true, probably, but you can build boundaries and borders through language. Sometimes I know when we go overseas and into African places where there's so many dialects, people can be talking, even people in your party can be talking, and you wonder what they talk about. Why are they talking in their language? How come they ain't talking English? They know I don't know what they're talking about. It'd be like, you can create boundaries and borders. Genesis chapter 11. When you get there, say amen. Amen. Verse number 7 and 8. Verse number 7. Go to, this is God talking in heaven. Go to, let us go down and there confound their language that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. We know what was happening here. God had told them to go and populate the earth, and they gathered in Shinar. They were being led by evil spirits. And they were all of one language. And so they begin to build a tower. Not literally to reach into heaven, but to go high enough to open a portal to bring back those fallen spirits and evil spirits to recreate the whole Nephilim scene. And God said, the people are of one language, of one mind, and this they do. How can I stop them? How can I divide them? I'll go down and I'll confound their speech. I'll divide the language. I'll stop them so that they don't understand one another. They're not on the same frequency or the same page with one another. That's why even naturally, you know, it's important that we learn to master language. Because, you know, you could say something. I'll give you an example. Kind of funny. Not a big deal, but it's funny because it speaks right to this point. We had a group of the brothers from South Africa at our house. This was years ago, and we were eating pizza. I mean, we had pizzas. Some of them brothers could eat. We had a stack of boxes of pizza, and we were just eating away. And one of the kind of heavyset brothers pushed back from the table, and he said, "Apostle, I'm all fed up." We chuckled because we wouldn't use that word that way. When you say you fed up, that means I'm fed up. I have had it. But that's not the way he used it. He was delighted. I'm all fed up. See, it's important that we can master a language to be effective in our communication. What I'm building toward is the heavenly language. Here, God went down and confounded their speech so that they did not understand one another, and the building, the effort, came to a halt. Language created the territorial borders. Now, there was a group that spoke this language that couldn't communicate with this group that spoke another language. And so they couldn't do anything cohesively or in coordination. You know, the devil's the author of confusion too. God does it for the purpose of his kingdom, but the devil does it to try to thwart the work of God, try to bring confusion among God's people, or even in your own mind. So, go with me to the book of Acts. We'll take another look at language. Acts chapter 2 and verse 4. On the day of Pentecost. Now, how many know the devil is an imitator? Genesis 11, he was trying to imitate some stuff. But in Acts chapter 4, we read about the real deal. Verse 4 says, "And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." All right? This is the book of Acts. They were in one place, like in Genesis 11. They were in one accord. They had one mind. But this time it was out of obedience to God's will.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.